Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden and this is the Standards Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Coming up, five dead as tornadoes wreck central US states. But first, new cybersecurity laws have come into power in the UK that ban some of the most easily guessed password combinations. The Product Security and Telecommunications Infrastructure Rules are the first of their kind and see some of the most common keys now forbidden, including admin and 12345. The government says the law means manufacturers of internet-connected devices from phones to fridges must now ensure minimum security standards in a bid to beat the hackers. They must also be more transparent by publishing contact details for consumers to report problems and post updates, telling customers when they can expect protective security patches. Next. At least five people, including a four-month-old baby, have been killed after tornadoes ripped through central US states. A state of emergency has been declared in a dozen Oklahoma counties as punishing storms that began late on Saturday injured at least 100 people in the state, damaged a rural hospital, washed out roads, and knocked out power to more than 40,000 homes. It follows dozens of reported tornadoes across central states and the Midwest. Violent weather on Friday in Iowa and Nebraska also caused widespread destruction and was blamed for one death. Now,
attaccate i social e i videogiochi.
The Pope has urged young people to ditch their smartphones and go out to meet others. The pontiff addressed thousands of worshippers packed alongside the canals of Venice as he warned of the corrosive influence of video games and social media on young minds. In translation, his statements included, "Don't isolate yourself, but seek others and leave the cell phone and meet people." Next. Scientists at Oregon State University report discovering that a giant salmon species that swam the Pacific Ocean millions of years ago may have used its tusk-like teeth for fighting rather than catching prey. This beast is thought to be among the largest salmon species that ever lived, measuring almost 9 feet long. That's about the length of a family car. Now, by rescanning fossils, researchers have discovered that the saber-toothed salmon actually had small tusks on the outside of its mouth. It's now suggested that the species, which lived between 11 and 5 million years ago, would have used the pair of front teeth protruding from the sides of its mouth to compete against other giant salmon and battle predators. Now, former world champion mountain biker is raising awareness about the dangers of impact head injuries caused by crashes in the sport.
When we go down, it's body first and can quite often be head first as well. And there has been a few scenarios for me where I've had some pretty big head impacts.
That's double World Cup winner Reese Wilson.
In 2022, I had an accumulation of about 3 or 4 crashes that led to me being in a pretty dark space. Emotions were kind of all over the place. I was just couldn't focus on anything. Nausea, sickness, sensitivity to light.
Wilson was promoting a new head-mounted sensor by startup HIT, which measures head impact force via a connected app. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, could a British hypersonic cruise missile reach 5 times the speed of sound? Why not hit follow in the meantime and give us a rating? Welcome back. Scientists at Heriot Watt University in Edinburgh have hailed the exciting discovery of a type of porous material that can store carbon dioxide. The research published in the journal Nature Synthesis saw the team create hollow cage-like molecules with high storage capacities for greenhouse gases that also include sulfur hexafluoride. Sulfur hexafluoride is a more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide and could last thousands of years in the atmosphere. It's hoped that in future, the new molecular structure could be used to remove toxic, volatile organic compounds from the air. Next, Britain is reportedly planning to put a hypersonic cruise missile into service by 2030 that's able to fly five times the speed of sound. The Telegraph reports the Ministry of Defence, which is racing to catch up with innovation by China, Russia and the US, wants the missile to be designed and built in the UK and be available for use by the end of the decade. It's believed that hypersonic weapons, which are capable of reaching far higher speeds than standard cruise missiles, could evade an opponent's air defence systems because of their speed and mid-flight manoeuvrability. It comes after Prime Minister Rishi Sunak just committed to spending 2.5% of Britain's gross domestic product on defence by 2030, increasing that from the current 2.3%. And finally, members of the public are being requested to share their London Zoo memories and memorabilia for an exhibition celebrating its 200th anniversary. Souvenirs submitted from old animal toys to vintage tickets will be showcased, alongside artefacts from its archive to mark the landmark occasion in 2026 as part of ZSL's Historic Hive project. Archive items already include a first edition of Charles Darwin's On the Origin of Species, a limited edition bear-shaped soap from the 1940s, which marked the birth of a polar bear at the zoo, and a decorated ostrich egg. You're up to date. Come back at 4pm for the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Standard podcast here in London, and we'll be back on Tuesday at 1pm. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.